Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I want to welcome you back to another Sunday Night Live show. On tonight, this is your host, Calvin Ward. And on tonight, we are going to be talking about the second Kentucky annual strategically prophetic broadcast, talking about apostolic and prophetic content. I want you to tune in and invite a friend and stay tuned. This is the Strategically Prophetic Radio Broadcast, and I'm your host, Calvin Ward. Well, good evening to everyone. This is Calvin Ward, and I just want to talk a little bit about this conference that we are doing, and that this conference that we're having of the Prophetic Radio Show. We have been on for a while. The Strategic Prophetic Radio Show has been broadcasting for a while, and then we stopped, so we're going to pick it right back up. We're going to be picking it right back up, and we're going to be picking it up with talking about the second Kentucky Annual Apostolic and Prophetic Conference that will be hosted right here in the state of Kentucky, in the city of Elizabethtown. Now, we'll be doing that in the city of Elizabethtown. Last year, when this conference was done, we did this conference in Radcliffe, Kentucky, which is close by. It's right down this road. It's right down the street. We did it in Radcliffe, Kentucky, and we did it at a local venue, and it was powerful. It was a three-day event. We had the speakers, Apostle Camille Matthews, Prophet Patrick Gray, his wife, Prophetess Archer Gray, and then Apostle Carl Smalls, who also was there. He preached as well, and I ministered. I didn't preach per se. So what we're going to do again this year, you know, God has prompted me to do another conference, and we're going to do it a little bit differently this year. So what we did this time was have all three speakers and have it as a tag team event. Three speakers in one night, each speaker with about 45 minutes, and then we're going to, because we're going to come in, we're going to worship, we're going to have the speaker speaking. We want plenty of time for impartation, prophetic release, activation, and prophesying, and impartation. So we want maximum time for that. And, you know, someone asked me, well, what is an apostolic and prophetic event? And they said, well, what is an apostolic and prophetic conference? Well, what is that? What do you do? Well, the apostolic and prophetic conferences, there are times of refreshing. There are times of recognizing, raising, and releasing. There are times of restoration. There are times of realignment. There are times of activation. There are times of impartation. And so these are times of apostolic and prophetic release. What you have a lot of times is you have a lot of ministers who are a call, whether they're apostles or prophets, but they're always moving around. They're always teaching. They're always doing something. And it's nice to have a time where you can come together as apostles and prophets, not just to minister, but you're supposed to come together so that you can not only release the word and minister and get refreshed, but also as the apostolic and prophetic presbytery, or just as the presbytery in general, we're supposed to come together to hear what it is the Lord is saying to the church and what he's saying to his people. So we should be able to come together as one to be able to tap into what God is saying and what he is doing. Apostolic and prophetic conferences is a time for the ascension gifts that some call the fivefold ministry. It's a time for the ascension gifts to come together. It's a time where they can be imparted to, they can release, they can be refreshed, and that prophetic words are released, prophetic movements are placed in action. The unction of the Holy Spirit is there. The gifts are manifested. There are times of releasing. There are times of refreshing. And so when we come together as such, we're able to tap a realm where we can tap a realm, hopefully, with an open heaven so that the gifts can flow. The gifts are released and we can hear the word for God. And God will open up and release some apostolic and some prophetic strategy for the region. When you talk about apostolic movements or the apostolic in general, you're talking about a dimension in God. You're talking about the global kingdom community. You're talking about being apostolic in nature, character, and scope, and in dominion. You're talking about being apostolic in nature, character, scope, and dominion. I think what people forget is that God is eternal. We were all in the mind of God before anything was manifested. One of the things that the church is confused on, the kingdom produces the church. The church does not produce the kingdom. I'll say that again. The kingdom produces the church. The church does not produce the kingdom. That being said, the kingdom was always in existence. The church is a part of the kingdom, so it can implement the kingdom here in the physical realm. So we all have that eternal essence or expression of God because we all are eternal. There's an eternal resting place for us all. But when we got regenerated and we became saved, it activated and resurrected the apostolic dimension of who we are. We are God-like in the ability we can speak and that we can create. But when we got saved, it reawakened that Christ consciousness in us, that apostolic dimension of God, where we can decree, declare, speak, mandate, legislate. And what happens is, this is the creative power, the creative force of God. So when you talk about apostolic, you're talking about tapping into the rule, reign, and dominion of God that is located within our inner man and our spirit realm, which we need to open up the heavens, or we need to have access to the heavens to release that prophetic revelation and the words of wisdom and the gifts and the mysteries of heaven. The Bible tells us that the apostles and the prophets are the foundation of the church. And so we know there is no other foundation which can be laid than that which was laid by the man Jesus Christ, but the apostles and prophets are the foundation of the church. And they have been given to reveal the mysteries of heaven. So when you talk about an apostolic and a prophetic conference, you're talking about a time of releasing, recognizing, that we talked about releasing, recognizing, and raising. We said it was a time of impartation and activation and realignment. It's a time of refreshing, a time of reformation, but it's also a time for the downloading of the mysteries and revelations of God from heaven for the kingdom through his apostles and prophets. I think one of the things, you know, that happens when pastors or evangelists or teachers, who are the other three gifts of the ascension, gifts, the three gifts or office gifts that are part of what we call the ascension gifts, I think sometimes they get a little bit intimidated when we talk about anything that's apostolic and prophetic. And some get intimidated because then if they really accepted, if a pastor really accepted the apostolic and prophetic, then they would have to accept that there is a gift greater than you, because the church has lied to us. Churchianity has lied to us. The religious realm and our theological domain has lied to us by letting us know, or by telling us, that the pastor is the head of the church, that the church is supposed to be built and centered around the pastor, and the pastor is chief, and that he is, you know, head of the church, and nothing goes on without his knowing, and nothing goes on without, you know, him having a hand in it, and there's none greater than him. The church has also lied to us to tell us that bishops are equivalent to apostles, which we know that is nowhere in scriptures. We understand that the apostles were first released. According to the Bible, first comes apostles, that's proton in the Greek, then secondarily prophets, and then thirdly teachers. In the realm of teachers, you have the deacons, the evangelists, the teachers, the pastors. In the realm of your teachers, again, you have your evangelists, your deacons, your bishops, your pastors. Okay, so first are apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly are your teachers. And then after that, it continues on to let us know about some other gifts that are there in 1 Corinthians. I'm going to go here in 12:28, and God has appointed these in the church, first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, after that, miracles. Now, it has been said that, you know, if you read that scripture, it says after that. I'm reading from that. This is the New King James Version. It says after that. What the state that a whole lot of churches are in today is an aftermath state. It says after that, and then it lists. Okay, it says after that because it's automatically assumed that the apostles and prophets need to be placed in their correct place, in their correct position. They need to be posited accordingly. If the apostle and prophet is posited accordingly or seen correctly by the church and placed in their correct position, in their correct scope of authority, if the church can look at them in their right with the right eyes and put them in the right place and receive from them according to their position, and if the church can get aligned as far as the divine order of God is concerned, then that church will experience after that the workings, miracles, gifts, healings, But a lot of our churches are not experiencing after that because the apostle and prophet is out of place and they won't receive them. So their churches are just in a state of aftermath where you have a bunch of people just confused. And so these are churches in places where, you know, you will have teaching, you have pastors that will allow teachings on the apostolic and prophetic, but they don't want to let anybody in because they're still the head. They're still number one. They're scared of anointings or someone that has something different than they do. This is also a place where you have pastors who call themselves apostles and prophets, but they're off. They have no revelation and no mysteries. One of the things when God calls you, this is one of the ways you can you really know if somebody's really called to the apostolic or prophetic is because that when God calls you to the apostolic or prophetic, he calls you to be an apostle or a prophet, he usually talks to you one-on-one, and he usually convicts you where you don't care. You're not. You don't wait on anybody to ordain you. You really do not care. You walk in that apostolic gift. You begin to research. You begin to find out. You begin to operate in it before any man ordains you in it. So when you walk into those who call themselves such, who really have no idea what it is, and they're trying to teach themselves how to walk in a gift, as a lot of people are doing, that's an evidence that they're not called to that gift. When we had Paul, Paul was knocked off of his high horse, if I may say so. And even in the Old Testament, there are times where God speaks to the prophet face to face. God calls these individuals, and he calls them out so that God, so that he can equip them and prepare them and then send them back too. God saves us from, but he saves us too. And so the mark of the apostles and prophets are the divine revelation from God. And one of the reasons why the churches are in a state of aftermath instead of a state of after that, because which is a state of aftermath, you have people who don't know what their giftings are. Everybody's operating out of their flesh. This is the church of Corinth, where you have people trying to prophesy out of their own spirit, as according to Ezekiel chapter 13, and you have people who don't know what their gifts are, or they're just walking in a bunch of titles, and they lack the power of God. They have a form of godliness, but they lack the power that comes with it. These are they who we see in positions that have no authority, that have no authority. We have a lot of words, but see, we need to get a church in the after that status, not the aftermath. And in order for your church or your ministry to be in an after that status where the rest of those gifts can flow, you have to recognize that first are apostles, secondarily prophets. So if you can recognize the order and you can recognize the giftings that God has set in the kingdom, then you can flow and your church can experience the fullness of the mysteries of God, the fullness of the revelation of God. And that's another thing. We talk about apostolic and prophetic conferences or an apostolic and prophetic summit, so to speak, or apostolic and prophetic conclave or an apostolic and prophetic congress or an apostolic and prophetic college. What we're talking about is a time of revelation sharing and a time of downloading the stratagem of God, downloading the strategies of God for the earth realm. We get revelation. What we don't understand is demonstration comes from revelation. When revelation comes and it's fully understood and birthed out, we get the demonstration of the Spirit. Until that happens, we just have a bunch of people just talking and running their mouths. We just have a bunch of people just operating out of something that they read, out of something that they saw somebody else do. And see, you can tell the difference between someone who has read a book concerning something and somebody whom that revelation has been given, and God has given them a mandate to preach and to teach and to release it. True apostles and prophets are not really caring about people and, you know, the building of churches and getting people, you know, under them, this, that, and the third. They are kingdom-minded. Kingdom-minded means you are not always around everyone because you are often fasting. God is downloading things into you because these things have not been revealed to the earth yet. The book of Ephesians, I always go there when I talk about that. The book of Ephesians, I want to say 3. For this reason, I, Paul, prisoner of Christ Jesus for you Gentiles, if indeed you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which was given to me for you, how that by revelation he made known to me the mystery, as I have briefly written already, by which when you read you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Paul is talking about you need to understand my knowledge concerning the mysteries of Christ because that was one of his duties as an apostle. And he says in verse 5, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets. So we see here a chief purpose of the apostle and the prophet is to reveal mysteries and revelations to the present church age that had not been revealed in ages before. We see here when we talk about Paul, he had the revelation of how the two are becoming one. There is no male or female, there's no Jew there is no male or female in Christ, and there's no differentiation, the two. There's no Jew and Gentile, they are all one in Christ. And this is the revelation that he had and that he had to bring and release to the world at that time in history and at that point in the epoch or the age of the church. He had to release it, and he had to reveal that for that age. And what we have today is there's not a lot of revelation flowing, you know, because we have a lot of people who call themselves apostles and prophets. Look, you have to be if God calls you to those ministries, these are people who have been trained. These are people who are educated. These are people who know how to teach. They're eloquent teachers. They're prolific preachers. You know, how are you walking in a gift that's the highest in the church and you can't pronounce words that are in the Bible? You haven't sat down and trained your spirit. How is it that we're walking out of character? You walk out of character because, see, as an apostle and prophet, all of these, you know, you're not worried about titles. So before you would take on an honorary title or before you would take on something that you did not earn, you won't even use it. Why? Because as an apostle or a prophet, you know, you have to walk this thing out among the people. You have to walk this thing out. I have two honorary doctorates. Do I use them? No, I do not. They are awards. They are to be looked at as accomplishments. But am I in school further my education? Yes, I am. Why? Because I feel I need to be the standard. I need to be able to walk through and accomplish that which we are telling other people to accomplish. Will you hear me using those titles? No, you will not hear me using those titles because they are not earned titles. They are awards. That's why they are called honorary. So you will not find me using that. But when you look across, we have Friends International, University, and we have a lot of universities to give out honorary doctorates. 15 or 20 years of preaching the gospel consistently, and you have written some books and produced programs and TV shows that you've had running for years. That's what that honorary doctorate is for. That is what honorary masters and degrees and recognition is for. The person who has been working the field for years and are of a certain age and who did not have the time to go to school, but they've been doing the work, and their work equates to the doctorate level training. What am I talking about? I'm talking about character and integrity. I'm talking about the apostle and the prophet has to walk in a level that I am not going to decree or declare or ask you to go through anything that I don't understand, that I have not walked through, and you just can't usurp it. God has to have us to walk at a certain level of character and integrity, the power of God. Apostolic and prophetic conferences is a time for the power of God to be revealed, for the revelation and for the miracle working dynamic of God to be shared and to reveal. And when people come and get in that environment, then they can come and prophesy with those that do prophesy. They can come and get into the congregation with the company of prophets, and then they can begin to prophesy. Let the spirit of the prophet descend down on those that are in there. And this is why people come to these events, so they can begin to operate and activate it and get activated in areas of ministry that they had not had activated before. This is a very powerful time of the Lord. Now, for this conference, we have charged everybody that's going to come. Of course, there's a $10 registration fee. Well, there's a reason for that, because people need to be able to put something where they value, where your treasure is, your heart is also. I know that it has a metaphysical meaning. Jesus wasn't just talking about natural money, or natural treasure. But usually when people put their money, they make more of a commitment. And, you know, we want people to come out to the event that are focused and that are looking for God to do something different in their life, that are looking for God to do something magnanimous in their life. They're looking for that unquantifiable favor to be in their life. They're looking for God to purge them. They need a miracle in their life. They need a breakthrough in their money, a breakthrough in finances, a breakthrough in their job, a breakthrough in ministry, a breakthrough in their health, a breakthrough with their kids. They just need to tap heaven, have heaven open up so that they can hear from the Lord, and they can hear what God has for them. They need a fresh word, a fresh word. Again, people get, you know, intimidated. I encourage pastors and leaders to look, bring their people to apostolic and prophetic conferences so that they can get refreshed and get a word that they need to take advantage of the apostle and the prophet. They have been placed in the body severally as God has set them for a kairos as well as a chronos concerning the church age as well as concerning this temporal time. This is a time of refreshing, a time of raising, a time of revival, a time of restoration. And so we want you to come out, pay your $10 registration. You can also go to calvinvward.org, C-A-L-V-I-N, the letter D, and then W-A-R-D.org, and you can go there. You'll see a flyer for the conference. You can go there. You can also register for the conference online. You don't have to pay your money online. You can pay at the door. But we want you to register online so that we can get an idea how many people that we'll have coming. There's limited seating. We want you to register to get a seat. We want you to register to get a seat. There is limited seating. We'll see you the night of. And it's just going to be a time of blessing. Also, this will be, we're working to get this stream live. We want this stream live because we have a ministry that is a ministry that's in Pakistan, and they would really like to see this conference and really receive the word and the prayer and the impartation, and they would really like to do that. So we want you to come on out. Let the Lord use you. Come on out and partake of the conference. Come on out and partake of the event. Bring a friend. Bring your family. We're asking that not a lot of children be brought because it's limited seating. They might not have a seat, or they might be asked to sit outside in the waiting area. Bring a couple, but not, you know, not a whole lot of children because of the limited seating that is there. Now, the speakers that we will have will be some powerful speakers, and I can't wait for the night. It's a tag team event, back to back to back to back. Our first speaker will be Apostle T.L. Elliott. Will be Apostle T.L. Elliott, and he is from T.L. Elliott Ministries, Apostle T.L. Elliott of T.L. Elliott Ministries. He will be ministering first. Then we have Pastor J. Cole, Pastor J. Cole of the Rock Church in Elizabethtown, Kentucky. He will be ministering. And then you have myself, Prophet C.D. Ward. I will be ministering as well, and I will be the last one to minister. We will be, you know, ministering and just releasing the word of the Lord and seeing what the Lord is going to do. Now, I just want to close with a few nuggets here, because we're talking about apostolic and prophetic conferences, times of refreshing, times of renewal, times of raising, times of releasing, times of, you know, impartation. These are times of refreshing, times of realignment. We need to be kingdom-minded. These are times where we come together, where we can be kingdom-minded and purpose-driven, you know, operating in Christ consciousness, being kingdom-minded, purpose-driven, having the mind of Christ revived in us, realigned in us. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Having the mind of Christ refreshed, revived, resurrected in us. There is more growing up than there is going up in the body. Growing up, growing up, growing up, then going up. A lot of people just want to go up, but you need to grow up. And in order to grow up, you need the apostle and prophet in your life. A lot of ministries have not been able to go where they needed to go because they lack the impartation. And that's one of the things that the Lord placed on my heart for this event, was the fact that we have three strong apostolic events. I am there as an apostolic prophet. We have two apostles, which were convened and make an apostolic presbytery. So we have the ability to release and to activate, decree, declare, legislate, and mandate in the spirit realm so that you can have the release that's necessary in your ministry to go forward. You need the prophetic in your life so they can give you that forward mobility, or that upward mobility that you need for restoration and reformation in your life concerning your design, your destiny, and your purpose. Also, the apostolic and prophetic events come. It's a time of the sharing of present-day truth. It's a time of the sharing of present-day truth so we can come together and release some strategies to see what God is saying, what is God doing, and it's a time of sharing and reiterating present-day truth. present-day truth, because present truth dimension of the prophetic is strategic. The present truth dimension of the prophetic is strategic. We need to have a prophetic ministry in our life, apostolic and prophetic ministry in our life, because the dimension of the prophetic is strategic. Why? Because we're supposed to push forth with forceful momentum, not just to prophesy personal prophecy, you know, for blessings and breakthroughs, but we also are supposed to be prophesying concerning the eternal purposes of God and the destiny and the oriented dimension of the saints. We're talking about your expected end, your purpose, your destiny, what God is calling you to, that's affecting your family and generations after this, and helping you to be realigned in present-day truth so that you can take that into every aspect of your life. And finally, I just want to release some words talking about some things. You can expect resurrection at a time of refreshing. You expect the release of the Spirit. You can expect the revelation to be there, the rule and reign of Christ, the spirit of restoration, spirit of refreshing, the spirit of replenishing, spirit of reconciliation, spirit of redemption, the spirit of reformation. And see, lastly, I want to say this. We need to know that the prophetic is an in-part realm. There's the 30, 60, 90, talking about the presence of the Lord, but the prophetic is an in-part realm, and it is not perfection. Therefore, no matter how accurate we are or how on point we are, it is still only in part. And the prophetic is a part of the different expressions of the grace of God for his church, of course, here on the planet, because there are different spheres and degrees of wisdom. There are different degrees and spheres of wisdom that the church needs access to, and we need access to. We have to open a portal from heaven to get access to it, not just through our prayer, not just through our fasting, but we need to get access to it. We have charged everybody who's coming to this conference with to go on a seven-day fast. We need you to go on a seven-day fast, because we want you to get absolute breakthrough. We want the portals of heaven to be open. We want you to be able to get in part. And see, what people don't understand, the prophecies in part. That's why when the prophets prophesy, they're supposed to prophesy by two or three. Why? Because the prophet only see in part. The more that you have coming together, the more fuller the picture is. That's why the abundance of prophets, the presbytery, the prophetic apostolic presbytery, those things are necessary. And that's what we're trying to bring together with this apostolic and prophetic conference. It's time for refreshing. It's time for the church to realize that the kingdom is producing us. The kingdom is producing us. There's also a reiteration of the apostle and the prophet as a team. When we come together in these conferences, we realize that we need each other more as a team so that we can go forth and we can do the things that God wants us to do. You get prophetic strategy, realignment, direction, and instructions from the heavenly realm concerning the local region, city, the regional area, concerning your state or your tri-state region, concerning the school systems, concerning the youth, the adults, the poverty, crime rate, gang, different types of things that are affecting our society. Because one of the things that apostolic and prophetic unity brings is an understanding of reconstructionism. And reconstructionism is making a kingdom difference in the earth through societal changes based on scriptural authority. Reconstructionism is making a kingdom difference in the earth through societal changes based on scriptural authority. We can only get that. We get it from scripture on what to do. We get the authority from God, and we can get those mandates and the legislations and the bills and charters of the Spirit from the kingdom of heaven downloaded to us through our apostles and through our prophets. So I want to thank you for tuning in. This has been a strategically prophetic radio broadcast. It's been a short broadcast. You can go to calvindward.org, and you can get more information about me there. Go to the website, click the link, sign up and register for the conference. Check out the flyer. You can check me out on Facebook and Twitter, and we will be streaming this live. We have our friends in Pakistan who will be watching this as well. So we want you to stay tuned, be blessed, go on the 7-day fast, and I will see you at this conference. This has been Calvin Ward for Strategically Prophetic Radio Broadcast.